Hey guys, welcome to the Tower of Babel podcast. This is episode 19. Couple things before we start. Make sure to listen to follow us on Twitter at Tower Babelcast. Rate us on iTunes. Those are actually really important. We've got two on there so far, both 5 stars, so that's pretty cool. I think one might be my brother though.
One might be you and Dad.
And I can't do one. Anyway, so yeah, those are important. Also, website, I think it's podcastland.com. Go give us a vote there, and then we might get some more listeners as well. Again, take a listen to our buddies at the Optimism Club. They're the Optimism Club on Twitter. They're another podcast to do similar stuff that we do. So we'll just get right into it because we haven't done a whole 3-person show in a while. So Dan, you're here. Say hi.
Sup.
Jeremy, he's here.
Sup.
Don't say sup like that, please. And so yeah, we'll get right into it because we got a lot of stuff to cover. So
I put
the big stuff up front, I guess. Yeah. Should I do the small stuff first or the big stuff first?
Just make black it and white.
Mind. Okay, all right. So Man of Steel came out on Blu-ray today or yesterday. Today?
Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah, so they did a whole release party with Kevin Smith. He was hosting it. Snyder was there. Zack Snyder was there. And they talked about some of the Batman vs. Superman stuff. So in Kevin Smith's podcast, he talks about
Batman.
It wasn't on Batman on Batman. It was on Smodcast or whatever. Anyway.
That's his network.
But yeah. He has one that's called the Smodcast.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, sure. He talks about Zack Snyder showed him a picture of Ben Affleck in the suit. Said that it was, quote, bleep influenced. He bleeped it out himself. Like, he was some sort of, he didn't want to spoil it or whatever. But someone in the crowd apparently has come out and said that it was a Jim Lee influenced suit.
Really?
Yeah. But we don't know if that's true. We can't confirm or deny that. So if that is true, that is awesome. It's a, like, gray suit, probably not black. And he said they went away from the armor type look.
I'm a little disappointed by the not having armor though.
Why? Because from the Arkham origin stuff,
yeah,
he's got armor.
Suit's sick.
Yeah, but it's also gray, so that's also more Jim Lee inspired, which I also found
but
out.
Jim Lee is mostly just the ears are different, aren't they?
No. Jim Lee's got a whole.
Yeah, but because he draws people and everything different. You can't
Yeah.
If you translate it to a costume, which is it's the subtle things like ears.
Yeah.
And colors, I guess.
Like the little triangles in the cowl. I don't think have we had that yet. The little triangles in the cheekbone area.
Indent?
Yeah. Mm, I don't think we had that one.
Though.
But yeah, another thing I found out actually is that Jim Lee had to, for the original Arkham Origin, Arkham Asylum, had to pass off on all the artwork that was done for that game. So he actually did a lot of the original designs for the characters from the Arkham stuff, and then was kind of reworked by the Rocksteady team.
And this could be just a concept image right now. I doubt they made a suit and had Ben Affleck try on.
I for sure think they had Ben Affleck try on a suit that they've actually made. Why is that so hard to believe?
I don't know, I just feel like it's still early. I know they're filming certain things, but they're not.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was just probably for, what's it called, when you
yeah,
screen testing?
Yeah.
There's actually a lot of stuff about Batman vs. Superman that came out of this Man of Steel thing. Yeah. So there's rumors that Dick Grayson might be in the movie, and I can't remember who it is that's supposed to be up for the role. Stephen R. McQueen, yeah.
Yeah, but then they said that it might be for the TV show, though.
Oh, no, yeah, that's for the TV show. You're right. So
No, they said that originally for the movie, and then the news came out that it's probably the Dick Grayson for Arrow and not Man of Steel 2.
That's that came out today, is that they're talking about having Dick Grayson in Arrow, but if that's the first time you have that.
The original rumor could have been
mixed up.
Just for the TV.
But if the TV show will eventually connect to the big universe, then...
But we don't know if it is.
We don't know at this point. But it's... So if... We have two rumors. One that there's one guy from Vampire Diaries up for the role of Dick Grayson on the television show, and then a guy from Girls up for the role of Dick Grayson on the movies. Regardless of which one is true, if there's a Dick Grayson in both, does that definitely mean it's not connected?
Well, if it's different actors, then probably.
But that we don't know that. We don't know.
You watch Girls?
No.
Fuck
no.
Man, why would you watch that show?
No, God, no. I watched a little bit of one, I found it unbearable.
But what about this dude? Has this dude been in anything else?
He's been in a couple of things, but nothing
any
huge.
Dramas or anything serious?
All I know is that I saw that picture of him, and I thought he has a stupid mustache.
Yeah.
He probably has connections through the different directors or whatever. But yeah, so that's big. They also talked about, obviously, Wonder Woman. We haven't talked about that. And being banned, I think, last week. So we found out that the early rumors were that Jamie Alexander from Thor, who plays Sif, was up for the role. But that's now been, like, put the kibosh on that one because she has an agreement with Marvel. So people are thinking that she might have been using that as just, like a contract negotiation tactic to
get... So it's for sure not going to happen?
It can't be Jamie Alexander unless she quits from Marvel. Gets out of the contract. She has a contract with Marvel.
Yeah, but what does the contract state, though?
Probably means you can't work for the direct competition. So the people that they said have been screen testing for the role is Olga Kurylenko is one of them. I think she's from...
Fast and Furious?
No, she's... I think Olga Kurylenko's from Bond.
She looks more like she's... like more ethnic, I think.
Yeah, a little bit.
Not super Caucasian or anything.
Gal Gadot.
That's the one from Fast and Furious.
Yeah, that's one from Fast and Furious. And Eldoey Young from G.I. Joe Retaliation. They're all just kind of... none of them are all like have a similar look. They all like...
No, they're all...
are kind of different. Yeah. But none of them have the look that Jamie Alexander has for Wonder Woman, which sucks. Also, they're saying that Wonder Woman...
We've kind of seen her look like Wonder Woman kind of in Thor, so
it's easy to make that like that look. So anyway, they said that it's probably not going to be Wonder Woman in the movie. It'll be probably just Diana Prince making like a cameo. So because it's not Batman versus Superman versus Wonder Woman. That's what the quote was.
I'm completely fine with that
because that's already a lot of stuff.
In what capacity? Like, we'll
have no idea.
Well, it's not gonna be like some businesswoman just walking around.
It's possible.
No, exactly. No, we have no idea. We can't judge it now.
Anyways,
the whole thing is never original... been about the alter ego, though. Her whole thing is about being Wonder Woman. It's not really a cameo. Like,
casting...
They could change her whole origin. Who knows?
They could. I'm just... No.
The original casting call was for tall, athletic build, black hair, for the Bruce Wayne, possibly.
So it could be Talia, too.
It could be Talia. People are saying that that's also possible.
Like, they all look like they could be Talia al Ghul, too. So.
Well, Wonder Woman and Talia al Ghul look the same.
I guess.
Yeah. One's a little bit more ethnic.
But love interest makes more sense.
If that's what she's doing in the movie, yeah. What else do we got?
And Zack Snyder said that they would definitely square off, too, in the movie. Like, We've been skeptical about how they're going to do it in a real-life setting.
It can happen.
An alien versus a... You know.
Well, like you saw I think we talked about this once before in Man of Steel. There's that one scene where that guy's got the knife, and then like he would have been killed, if it wasn't for Superman, right? Mm-hmm. Like if that's what happens, if it's a person versus a Kryptonian, there's like how can you possibly? She literally looked like the Flash going like boom, boom, boom between what was the name of her in the movie again? It was something. Anyways,
Fee-fi-fo-fum.
Anyway, yeah, so, like, if that's what it's like, I don't know what you could possibly do.
But it's also Dark Knight Returns inspired, so Batman's got a lot of tricks up his sleeve.
Yeah, no, you hook up into the whole power grid with giant electric gloves.
Sharp gauntlets.
Is that what they're called?
It's an Origins, right?
What?
The chalk gauntlets.
Yeah, the gauntlets.
But, yeah, we talked about how much we don't like them last week.
Oh, really?
They're stupid.
They're fucking stupid.
Yeah, man.
Well, they're like easy when you get them.
Exactly, which is why they're stupid.
No, I think I like it. Because you go through the whole game, you beat it, you get those, and then you gotta do all these missions or whatever, and it's like, fuck this, I wanna fight a guy
my favorite part of the game is actually...
No, it's good, but like, once you do it at the end, it's like, hey, you got it down already, I gotta fight these guys with
shields again. I also never really thought to click again. Them in, I just...
Yeah, I don't
turn
them on.
It's just so much better just to punch the guy through his shield and just get it over with.
That's true.
Like, it's annoying.
I went through the whole game without having disarm and disable, or whatever.
Disarm and destroy.
Whatever. Disarm and destroy.
Well, the button prompts don't come up as often as in...
Well, it's not even that. It's like, you have to go and do a mission to get that, unlock that ability, which is, like I said, yeah, it's not connected to the right system. It should just be like, if you do enough combat, it eventually unlocks.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I went through the whole fucking game, all the way through the final boss without having that. Very difficult.
Because that's the one where you can just, like...
You can break their shield, and you can dismantle the guns or whatever.
Or break their arm to get the knife out.
Yeah.
Because that knife is annoying, too.
Yeah, because then people just keep picking it up. Yeah.
That knife's super easy. What are you talking about?
No, it's easy, but it's
easier
annoying.
Easier than the last game. Well, you can just hold China back and you have to take it.
You could do that in the last game, too. Yeah, you could.
You have to release it in between.
No, you could do the... You could hold triangle back in the old game, but disarm them, you have to press triangle in between.
No, I'm saying it's fine, but like once you get so far in the game, you're so good at it, it's annoying that you got to wait and be patient to beat everyone the proper way, where you get these shot gloves, boom, 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 get it done.
Yeah, it's convenient.
That's what I like about it. You don't have to click in the buttons.
I don't.
There you go.
And the game gets, like, I think after once you get the shot gloves, the game goes, like, pretty much downhill from there anyway, in my opinion. That Firefly fight sucks, man.
You get the shot gloves right before the Bane rooftop fight.
No, you get the shot gloves after the
Bane. All the Bane fights are good, though.
It's right before.
Is it right before? I thought it was right after.
No, it's right before.
Oh, yeah, because he kicks him out the window and he falls all the way down. Yeah. I didn't use the shot gloves in that. Whatever. Probably would have helped me beat Bane on the rooftop.
That one was fucking hard, by the way. I didn't like that one.
I died a lot in that one.
Just because it's so hard to dodge him if you don't do it properly.
Yeah, like, if you can't hit twice on his little run if you don't hit...
Or just curve it into you.
Yeah. You're jumping out of the way, he's like... But it's cool because it's like reminds you of like what they did with him in the first game when it was like just that.
He wasn't really anything big though.
He was stupid.
He was easy.
He was like dude, it's like big dumb goof kind of like
Arkham City. He was just locked up, right?
Yeah. Arkham City. He was a side mission, and you just did the same thing that you would in the first game. Like you throw your battery so that he moves his head, and then he just keeps going, and you dodge him,
and then he gets locked up, and that's it. Yeah.
After you find all the Titan.
Yeah, that's the side mission.
So what else do we have? I said, okay, so the Marvel thing, obviously, that's pretty huge. Marvel Netflix deal?
Yeah.
That's huge. So we have a little bit more news out of it. I'll just describe it super quick. Marvel signed a deal with Netflix to have 4 series come out with a mini series to combine all of them. So Daredevil, Power Man, Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, and then a Defenders mini series. Mm-hmm. They said that
13 episodes each.
Yeah, at 2015 starting.
Yeah, Daredevil's 2015.
So the rumor today is that Drew Goddard, who is a writer from he's like tied closely with Joss Whedon. He's done work with Buffy and Angel, Alias.
What else? A good resume.
Yeah, and what's the other movie? They just did Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, okay.
So he did that, and that was like really well received.
Oh, yeah. That was with Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah, and so he said that he'd be the one writing Daredevil, or like the lead writer on Daredevil, that's pretty sweet.
You've been reading the comics, right? Like with Mark Waid?
No, I haven't kept up with that.
Apparently, like, they're super good.
Every time I see a review for those comics, so it's like nines or tens. Every single issue.
That guy. But again, different mediums.
Yeah, well, they don't like to cross streams like that.
No.
Sometimes they do. Well, like CW had Jeff Johns writing. Yeah, Jeff Johns wrote an episode of Arrow last season.
Yeah, he's done Smallville too.
Yeah, and Arrow's way better than Smallville, by the way. I didn't watch a lot of Smallville.
They learned a lot of lessons from the other shows.
it's getting really good, like really good. They introduced
that's what everyone's saying.
Doctor who made Omezo? It's Doctor
Shiva.
What
Shiva?
Doctor.
Doctor. Anyways,
fuck it.
Yeah. Anyways, they introduced the doctor who made
Amazo.
Ivo. Doctor Ivo, who made Amazo. Yeah. So anyways, he's just joined the whole thing. They have Deathstroke still. Like they did Black Canary. She's kind of off a little bit, but Flash is coming in soon, and like the next episode will have Argus in it apparently.
If Flash's suit looks badass, then I'm all in. But if it looks like a stupid red sweater
with a lightning bolt on it,
yeah.
Like, but if it's just a T-shirt with like people wear with the Flash logo on it,
like I want it to be like movie quality, like props here.
Well, if it's tied in with the main universe, which that thing with the Flash is like.
But then they have to write when they write the movie or whatever, they have to make sense with this costume, why he wears it, why it's that color and stuff like that too. So
that's true. I mean,
I'm sure they're gonna be major redesigns.
So the whole Flash thing from Arrow is that they're gonna have his like episode, and then they're gonna have an episode that doesn't even feature the Arrow, and it'll just be the Flash's origin story, and then that'll be like the backdoor quote unquote pilot for the Flash's own series on the CW. Another news thing about the CW is that they're going to be doing another DC show about Our Man. Does anyone know who Our Man is?
Nah.
So anyways, that's another... He has
What about the...
hourglass on his chest.
Is that a joke? Or
no, seriously.
I remember Jeff Johns saying he invented a character like that.
I don't know. I saw a picture. He has he wears a hood. He got a pointy Assassin's Creed style hood,
yeah.
and
and a fucking hourglass on his chest. I don't know. They
what's
said
the, it's what's in the clock where the sun shines down on it and
sundial.
Yeah, that's what Jeff Johns created actually. A guy named Sundial.
Does he have a little like?
I don't know. It's like on his body.
If he, what's his power? If he lies down and he's at a right angle, he can tell the time.
It was in that Kevin Smith podcast. He talked about it.
What about
Jim Gordon? Was that CW too?
No, that's on Fox. Oh, Fox. So it's called Gotham, and it's a young. Have we talked about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the young Jim.
You haven't
Gordon
heard anything
show.
About that recently, though.
So, but like, if so, they have these deals going to different networks, right? So you have. Gotham going because of what the time frame, it wouldn't necessarily be set during any of this current stuff anyway. Mm-hmm. So you could say it was connected to the main DC universe, but it probably won't be. But if you're going to be doing all these deals of having different things go left and right, different networks, it's kind of hard to do a full connected universe. I would rather they just keep all their stuff on CW,
yeah.
Even if it doesn't have.
I think it's
budget.
Easier for TV shows. Like I don't think.
Or they should go the Netflix route.
Yeah, well, now they heard about it, so they're probably thinking about something, but...
Do you think there's more money in that, though? For, like, big stuff like the Gotham?
Well, I mean, if Marvel is going to do four series and miniseries...
Yeah, but all four of those are kind of lesser-known characters.
Daredevil's not a small character, man. He's already had a full-size movie.
Yeah, okay, and that didn't do very well, but I think in terms of, like, general public,
movie.
Nobody really
different
knows.
Time now.
Yeah, man.
And, like, this is a promise, though, that to connect with Avengers,
yeah.
So...
Did they say that? Okay, that's the thing. There's no...
No,
it's not official.
We just assume that it's going to...
He always says never say never or whatever.
Yeah, well, that speaking of never say never, Kevin Feige said that when asked about like crossovers between Spider-Man and X-Men and stuff, he said right now he's really happy with their lineup they have, blah blah blah. But if in the future for like a Civil War style story, if that was to happen, I wouldn't rule it out that those type of deals could be made.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like they're not making these Netflix shows just so they can be in their own universe.
Be
it's
stupid.
Marvel. That's
they're
known for just connecting everything.
Yeah,
so
you'd have to assume. I mean, how much do you know about Jessica Jones? I don't know a lot.
I don't know anything.
I know they.
Luke Cage, that's all I know.
The other three I know of, but
I know that they all kind of work out of the same neighborhood.
Hell's
they're
Kitchen.
All Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah,
which apparently isn't even that bad of a neighborhood anymore in New York.
Well, in real life, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it used to be really
but
bad.
Listen to the name, like it's
Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, so. Hey, speaking of... Wait, hold on. Back up.
Hold on.
Are they going to have Kingpin? Is Kingpin... Do they own his rights now? Is that more of a DC villain than a... Daredevil villain than
I would say it's more of a Daredevil villain than a
I would say too, but it's like been heavily used in Spider-Man.
He hasn't been in any Spider-Man movies though, right?
No.
So then they probably do have Kingpin.
I would say it applies more to Hell's Kitchen.
Especially because
It works way better with the whole Mafia and stuff
like that. I know that they had Kingpin in... the Daredevil movie, played by
the late
Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah,
God rest
late great.
that sucks that he's dead. For lots of reasons, other than just the selfish, you should be make a good villain in a good movie. I think we covered all the Dick Grayson stuff.
Like DC is too late to do this whole TV.
You have to.
They need to do it.
Late to the game,
but like. Think you're gonna have a Gotham TV show and like have Jim Gordon like some unknown actor and then he's gonna pop up in a movie? Like...
No, because that Jim Gordon is like a young Jim Gordon. It's before Batman.
That's true.
So it's not even gonna. It's before the first events if going by this timeline, Batman's been operating in Gotham in Batman versus Superman for a couple years.
I can't see them connecting well because all different networks, like you said, different writers, different creative teams, different stories have to be told. Whereas this Marvel deal, it's all the same studio. Planning four TV shows at once.
Five.
It's all been planned out.
Marvel, Shield.
And Defenders coming up after that.
Yeah.
It's like when the comic book guys, they get together in a room and they plan out
12
all
years
the
of stories.
For 2 years.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing in the TV and movie world right now.
And
they have it all planned out. DC's not doing that. They're trying to do it in the movies right now.
We know that they're not doing it.
No, we know.
We
know they're doing it in the movies. They're starting with Man of Steel, going to Man of Steel 2 and then beyond, but we don't know what the TV show is, and right now it doesn't look like they're going
to
connect.
It doesn't make sense for Gotham to be connected,
but we're
pretty confident that Arrow and Flash would make more sense for them to connect it, right?
Yeah, so you could, in theory, because of the time frame of Gotham, because it's set before the events of the movies, it could be its own thing, but it also could be a part of it. But you don't have to worry about crossovers because it's all before all that stuff happened.
Yeah, and you can even leave that up to the audience, too.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be explicitly.
And Arrow is a primed to be tapped into that universe. It feels the same.
It should, yeah.
It has a similar feel to it. if you all you have to do is either mention the event, you have to just mention that what happened in Metropolis on Arrow, and boom, you have already a more established universe with Deathstroke and all these and like and all these crazy stuff.
Flash well, they're, casting, yeah, they're probably right, waiting though. To see how Flash does.
Well, they did already cast Flash already.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But I mean, do we need a? That's the thing. That's where you have to probably have this guy.
How old is he, by the way?
He's mid-20s, probably the really? Same. Yeah. So I think you have the same problem where you have like this guy. He's got a great role as Arrow. He might have his own the Flash. He might have his own show even. But then you have him doing movies. He's literally the same character for every single episode of the show, plus the movies. Like he's just nonstop, like that. Plus trying to interweave all those stories to fit into the movies, that's really hard. The Flash thing makes it the hardest, in my opinion, just to get them all connected. If it was just Arrow, then you could do your own Flash movies or whatever.
Yeah.
But because he has his own, he might have his own show, or maybe you won't.
But
maybe
if it leads into movies and they use the same character and story, they can kind of skip the origin.
Yeah.
But we've never had a Flash origin in a movie, so you kind of need it.
You have to like do flashbacks or just mention things about it. Intended. I see what you did there. So speaking of connected worlds, and so Guillermo del Toro, who's been attached to do the Justice League Dark movie for like a long time, was asked recently about it. Said he's still working on it, still writing it, just waiting for like the green light from the studio.
Does Flash guy looks like he's 18?
Well, then maybe he's really okay. Well, then he looks really young, I guess. I don't know.
He looks very young.
So that just fits in with the CW young, good-looking people.
Yeah, I'm saying that doesn't make me feel like they're going to use him in the movie.
Maybe you just recast for the movie to say someone who looks similar enough. Like, people will buy it. What was I saying? Anyway, so yeah, Del Toro was asked about the whole wider cinematic DC universe and said that, I have the quote here. Quote, "We're still on Justice League Dark writing and hopefully it'll happen, but there are no developments that are new. It's still at Warner Bros. They're making plans for the entire DC universe. All the superheroes, all the mythologies, and part of that is the Justice League Dark. They're planning on the TVs, movies, and all the media, so you have to fit into that plan." So if Del Toro says that's happening, that probably means it is happening. It just, we don't know what degree.
Yeah, we don't know how they're going to connect, if they're going to connect at all.
It's weird though. Justice League Dark is such like an obscure one, you know? Like,
it's cool though. Like,
it is cool, really, but cool. It's also hard to connect at
Wasn't
all.
Was there already a Swamp Thing movie at one point?
And this is all WB, right?
Like, it's all movies? So Warner Brothers owns.
Yeah, Warner Brothers, and like they did Harry Potter and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's kind of similar, like Justice League Dark and kind of.
Like, yeah,
kinda
I mean,
magic could, element. Like magic, yeah, but it's a lot weirder than that. Like Dead Man.
No, it's way more mature.
It can get really weird.
It's similar.
Like I'm imagining like a floating like red like a dude with like a red tights and like giant collar like above his head. It's really weird. You can do it.
They can work with that, but
Constantine
it's just a weird.
Constantine and Swamp Thing.
Constantine
and stuff,
is cool.
That's sweet.
So the guy
Swamp
who did
Thing doesn't have to be part of it.
Constantine the movie wasn't very good, but the visuals of it were pretty cool.
And as a character, he's a pretty cool character. Yeah. And he's also like a strong, like kind of the lead of that team, anyways, right? Yeah.
He plays important roles too in some of the stories.
Well, the new, especially
the
new 52.
He grounds it, brings it down to earth when all this crazy stuff happens.
Yeah, sometimes he's like kind of evil. You don't really know his agenda. I thought.
Yeah, he does his own thing.
Yeah.
So that I think that if anything kind of gives me a little hope that they have at least some plans, because at one point they came out, it was like a month ago, they said they haven't even talked about it, and it's like that's probably not true. Like they probably have talked about it, but why come out and say that you haven't? That's weird to say.
I just like how they're just gonna do it and not have like lead up movies with single characters,
get Batman.
It's
right
like kind of like Watchmen, you know, they did that a while ago.
Yeah,
that's a superhero team up movie.
Zack Snyder. But that was.
But that's also the whole feel of the Watchmen books in the first place, is that you are kind of just thrown in there as with the heroes.
Almost page for page, like one for one, like that comic book put on in a movie. But that wasn't, like, it was well-received by fans. Critics, meh.
It was mixed both ways.
I thought it was well-received
by fans. A lot of
fans
hated it.
Yeah, it's mixed both ways, but now it's becoming more of like a cult hit.
I liked it.
It didn't make a lot of money, though,
No, not at all.
But that's why Zack Snyder was hired for that, because that in 300 had the visual styles that you needed for a Superman movie. The CW making Our Man, talked about that. Kate Upton might be up for the next Bond girl. I don't know how you guys feel about Kate Upton.
I'm a fan of Kate Upton.
She seems like a nice person.
What can we say?
I'm in favor of Kate Upton.
So the first trailer for Justice League War came out while we were on vacation, I believe, before. Yeah. And so Justice League War, based on the first arc of the New 52 Justice League books.
Minus Aquaman.
Yeah, I was going to say, minus Aquaman, which I think is a mistake.
No, I think it's fine, because Shazam is like, they're trying to reinvent him, and they're trying to reinvent everyone, basically, but they want him like to be really popular.
Well, they literally changed his name.
Yeah.
It makes more sense.
I always thought his name was Shazam, by the way. Whatever.
I think a lot of people did.
But like his whole magic thing and like...
Also didn't help that his name was Captain Marvel. When yeah, no, it's that's like, stupid. You're direct...
But his whole story and origin stuff and like his world is cool. I'm glad it's coming more into the spotlight.
Yeah.
I think Aquaman needs a bit of that kind of treatment too, though.
No, maybe, he does. Maybe next. He got it in the comics already. And then now it's not... But it's not... That, comics aren't mainstream to everyone.
So. No. What they need to do is either adapt one of those stories like the... that like
Throne of Atlantis.
Yeah, Throne of Atlantis story. Yeah, no, that'd be perfect.
I heard a rumor though, like that Aquaman might get his own animated Blu-ray like movie.
Okay,
and it might be that story.
That if that's the case, that's awesome.
And if it sells like crazy, then they know that.
I think what they need to do is maybe move away a little bit from the adaptions, like, and start doing a couple more original stories that they used to do, more original stuff.
Which I think gives them more original ones.
A lot of them were based off of ideas, but they weren't like direct the adaptations.
Wonder Woman one is kind
of
the Wonder Woman one is more of
an original. Yeah, that's an original. The
but most
the
of them are based off.
Emerald Knights isn't an adaptation. But it's
an origin story.
Yeah, but I mean, but it's not adapted for any direct thing. And
I like the adaptations. I don't know.
The Batman Red Hood is kind of an adaptation, but it's more of its.
There's a lot of imagery from like the storyline in the comics.
What else do we? Hey, have you guys seen the trailer for it?
Yeah.
Did you like it? Yeah, it's got the same look as the last
one. I just hate the look. No, I'm sick of the look.
Why? It looks cool like that. It's good for the long action.
I just don't
like the whole anime kind of look that these movies are taking
on. Well, for whatever reason, it makes it feel like grittier to me.
Yeah, but I don't know the color palette, too. It's like tone
gray. Yeah.
It's not bright and cool looking. I don't know.
Well, especially when you have the books, you look at the Jim Lee stuff. It's amazing looking. And it's like detailed and bright.
It's
not just him,
it's the colorist too. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's
like Green Lantern's constructs, like the kind of clear glass green with the white outline. Why not get that in there?
No, you probably won't.
No, it's just the lime green with his dark green suit again.
Yeah, well, I mean, they tried to kind of make it look like the new 52 suits, but it doesn't really.
No, it looks like the same as that
Flashpoint.
No, Flashpoint is a little bit different, but what was the Teen Titans show that was on recently?
The Teen Titans Go,
the other one,
the one, the previous one, like way back.
It canceled
when we were kids. Teen Titans. It was just called Teen Titans.
Yeah, Young Justice.
Oh,
that's what it looked like.
Kind of, yeah. It's like a blend of the two.
Yeah, it's a blend of the two.
But either like you can tell that they have like a new lead artist on staff, and that's just his preference or whatever. Because the last couple movies have looked similar. They used to do
that. I don't mind it, and the action really looks cool like that.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's terrible, I'm just kind of thinking they change it up, you know? Like, the last time they did a really... The last time that it looked really badass to me was the Dark Knight ones, because they kind of took cues from the books.
Yeah. Same with, Batman Year One. That one kind of took the imagery too, and the color palette.
I didn't like Batman Year One as much, though. Well, Bryan Cranston did the voice of, Gordon in that, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so the director of the Deadpool movie is just waiting for a green light from the studio to do it. Ryan Reynolds is still attached to star.
Apparently they said that it's like Ryan Reynolds is being given them the runaround too. No,
really? I didn't read that, but if that's true, that.
I just remember
he has obligations in movies.
Yeah, he's got a lot of crap going on.
He's got a lot of crap, is right. The last two movies he had were terrible. What was it? R.I.P.D.
Well, I haven't seen it. Have you seen
it? Like,
no, it's just I don't. R.I.P.D. is basically a Men in Black ripoff. So who knows? It could be funny.
I haven't heard good things at all, and people like Men in Black and like.
Yeah.
I don't know, but if that's the case, like actually. I want to see a Deadpool movie, sure. They talked about... You know how everyone hates the version of Deadpool from the end of X-Men Origins?
Yeah.
So they talked about...
Yeah, so
they video. They talked about that. And they said, like...
It was only the prosthetic artist or whatever, like the...
Yeah. Well, they said that, like...
people.
That they...
They had no say.
They had no say. And that they were... The version of Deadpool that they made for that movie was a pre-version of Deadpool than you would even know from the comics.
Before he gets his mask on and stuff. It's him becoming like like becoming Deadpool. Like, when he's Ryan Reynolds with no, like, you know, he's just
he's broken. Yeah.
Then they do the whole experiment on him and stuff, and get, and he goes through Weapon X, right?
Yeah, it's a different. Yeah. Well, it's like different. It's type, like,
but he gets like
Wolverine is Weapon X. Deadpool's like Weapon
Weapon 10 or something.
13 or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he gets like strands from everyone or something because it's like a pool of everyone's mutant genes.
But I didn't like that whole pool of genes thing. That's like, really? You're gonna call it? You're gonna pool the genes? Like, no, but like, it's just a little on the nose. But like, it was dumb the way they did it. Sure, but if you take that version, say he kind of becomes more sane, and then. Slightly more sane.
It doesn't have lasers.
It doesn't have laser beams for eyes.
Didn't he have like swords coming out of his?
Yeah, he had them like Baraka from Mortal Kombat almost.
Yeah. He could teleport
Really?
Yeah.
Oh like, yeah, because he had to have powers from everyone. That was
like,
the whole
teleport
thing.
Teleport like Will I Am?
Yeah.
That was all funny, man.
What?
He was the dude who played the what's his name? I don't even remember that guy's name.
Oh, Azazel?
No. That's First Class. There's in Origins the guy who can teleport or whatever.
Yeah, the cowboy hat, whatever. Oh. I don't remember his mutant name. But
okay,
that was his power.
I didn't even know. Okay, yeah, Will I Am? Sure, that's funny.
I mean, cool if they can adapt it and do it right. It's weird that Ryan Reynolds is still gonna be like. How are they gonna retcon it?
I think he's perfect for the role.
Yeah, he's okay for the role, but they have to fix it now.
They don't have to fix it. They just take. They just go from there.
Got his
head
cut off.
Yeah, but the extended scene is him talking with his head cut off. Yeah. He's Deadpool.
Then,
he can fix himself.
I guess the body goes back together.
And the story can take place like way after that, or it doesn't even have to take that into.
And you'll have the full suit. You'll have the stupid mask with.
Like
the,
how many mistakes in like, and stuff like that are from in the whole X-Men series?
So many, like nonstop mistakes.
It's kind of a big one, though. It's not one you can just brush off.
It's not. It's a big one to.
Okay, so how does he lose the lasers? How does he?
I wouldn't.
How does he lose all those abilities?
Maybe he starts. Maybe some of those abilities start fading away.
Remember, they lost their abilities in X-Men 3, and they're all back.
Yeah,
now.
But that was because of the cure, right?
So, yeah, and it didn't last.
You can just make shit up, Daniel.
Yeah, you can. Comic books. You're right.
People die all
the time.
It's like being
in Arkham Origins. The serum made them forget that.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
Isn't that hilarious?
Did you listen to the other podcast that we did? I was pissed off about that.
It's
so convenient.
No, when he said it, I was just like, whatever. It's
well, like
comic books.
You needed it to happen, and they already did that story in Arkham City with Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
He knew his identity.
But in
the
comics, didn't Bane find it out too?
Yeah.
So it was cool. It was a nod to the comic story.
It was, but then it's like,
but it's like brushed off so
turns
fast.
Turns out this one type of Venom just happens to wipe his memory, luckily enough.
Yeah, and he's
convenient.
Like, calls him, you're fighting him, and he calls you Mr. Wayne, and there's like hundreds of people around.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I don't know, it could have been done better is all I'm saying.
Also,
it seems like
he didn't have,
we can talk about this later.
No, I'm pissed off.
Does anyone else think it was weird that he didn't have his mask when you fought him at the end of the game?
Eh.
Yeah, at first I didn't think I didn't even notice it was him. I was like, that's Bane, I guess. Yeah. He just doesn't have his mask on. So Gerard Butler and Vin Diesel might play Kane and Lynch in a Kane and Lynch movie. You guys ever play the Kane
why
and Lynch?
Is always
like
a story. I do. I like the second one. First one.
What do you mean, why is it always a story?
No, like back in the day, it was Jamie Foxx and Bruce Willis, and there was like posters up at like some film festival. The movie wasn't even filmed or written. You know? I don't understand why this is such a huge story all the time.
Well, people want the movie to happen. People want a good comic book movie or a video game movie to finally happen.
This is not going to be Kane and Lynch. It's about guns and mafia.
It's been called Kane and Lynch.
I know.
Based loosely off the video games, Kane and Lynch.
I just don't get why this is like always
it's like
a
bad
huge thing.
Like,
wait, you know what? Okay, get away from that. Do you think Gerard Butler and Vin Diesel will make a cool team?
They look nothing like the people.
But that doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So why do you think that could apply to any movie?
Yeah,
do you think they look good as action heroes? They're both proven
Bruce
action heroes.
And even Bruce Willis and Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx is black. None of the characters are black, so that's one thing.
Well, whatever. Like,
but whatever. But Bruce Willis looked like
Kane,
I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, this
Lynch
time
is
around,
the crazy one.
Yeah.
Again, like basically, you can just. Substitute in any action hero for that role, though.
Yeah.
So, I know,
but
I just don't.
These are the two that are being mentioned in this rumor,
whatever.
So I'm talking about it.
Okay, and they work as well as they work in.
I think we should wait till it's all concrete and things are signed, because like it always changes for some reason.
What will be the first good video game movie?
Mass Effect.
Yeah, that's true.
That'll actually be made.
Mass Effect or Halo?
Is it actually happening? Is Mass Effect in development?
Mass Effect is in development, yes.
Is Halo in development? No.
It's been in development for a long fucking time.
It's been in and out.
Denzel Washington was rumored to star for a while.
What?
His picture was on the IMDb page. It was Master Chief.
Do you even know what color Master Chief is? I think he's a. They talk about it in.
They can make it whatever they want.
He's a little white boy. But like, you never see his face.
No, they can make him whatever.
And
they
that doesn't really matter either, right?
That you never see his face.
Yeah.
You can't really do a lead movie and then.
No, I'm sure you would in the face. Movie. I'm just saying it doesn't matter what like what.
No,
I also wouldn't want Denzel Washington to play Master Chief.
No, maybe when he was younger, but
yeah, not now. He's too old now.
Yeah.
And really, could be anyone.
It could be anyone. Absolutely.
He's wearing a helmet most of the time.
Yeah.
So you honestly think Mass Effect? Just because you can do any story. It's kind of like a Star Wars universe.
It's already like a huge, expansive story.
Yeah, it's going to be a brand new, like huge sci-fi universe. Like boom. Yeah.
What about Uncharted?
Yeah, Uncharted would be cool.
That's still happening.
Like, both of those games.
No, that's not happening anymore.
No, not the version with. What's his name?
Everything's always trying to be worked on, but like right now, there's nothing like.
That's true.
Nothing going on.
You hear about this is a while ago actually. Do you hear about the director from the Mortal Kombat Legacy?
He was attached
to direct the. What was his name?
No, he's doing.
Kevin Tanchero.
Yeah, when he was supposed to. He was attached to the movie. He dropped out.
Yeah, but now they announced that he's doing Bourne.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's doing the next Jeremy Renner.
Well, Bourne. That's pretty cool. That's good, though.
That's official, too.
Because
No, he'll add good stuff to that.
It's
good
at Legacy 2 is out, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of it.
Sick.
Is it actually, it's good?
It's pretty cool. I only watched the first.
Do you even want a movie now, a Mortal Kombat movie, or would you just prefer
I'd prefer to see a feature-length film still. Like, these are sweet. I like having them and being able to watch them, like little 10-minute videos, but I would like a feature-length film.
But remember when it first came out, though? It was supposed to be realistic and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, no.
They kind of went away from
they
that.
They went completely away from
on that. On the second movie?
Like, well, no.
The first one had, like, Baraka. Like, he put knives in his arms.
That was just the fan film, basically. Like, that was,
yeah,
like,
that was
like
a fan
pilot.
And then from that, they made the. Okay.
And then they kind of went a different way with it. Like,
well,
that was
like those animated.
That one's almost supposed to be, like, a standalone thing.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
They that did those sense. Pieces or whatever. Like, those certain episodes, there was, like, partly animated or it showed, like, different like, realms and stuff.
Well, that was cool.
Yeah.
It was like a backstory to Melina, like the twins or whatever.
Yeah.
Then it went into like live action. Of
yeah.
Them.
That was. I always thought they did a good job with those, and it's a shame that he's not attached to direct the movie anymore. But it's probably been years
that's
before
weird,
that. Movie
I wonder why that is too.
Probably.
He has so much passion for it, so why wouldn't you want him? For
probably.
It? Either like, the people don't like his vision for it, or
he's got Bourne and bigger things going on. And
well,
maybe,
not even
he's
that.
Just an advisor on
but
the
it's
movie.
Probably it's probably just like studio meddling.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
it's
yeah.
always
perfect.
Issues.
He's literally the perfect person for his job.
Yeah,
he loves Mortal Kombat.
He made two web series about it, whatever. Like, brought it back to the spotlight, and nope, he's not doing it.
Oh, you like that guy? Oh, too bad.
You're with Paul W.S. Anderson again.
Who's that guy that makes those terrible every time there's a video game movie?
Yeah, it's that guy, Paul.
Anderson. Oh, who's the guy that makes Resident Evil movies?
Same guy.
What?
Yeah.
The same guy?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You mean Death Race 2? Death Race movies as well.
The one with Jason Statham?
Yeah.
Speaking of Jason Statham.
He set that up. He did that on purpose.
I did set that up.
He's
going to be taking over the lead role for the main character in the Layer Cake sequel. So Daniel Craig, obviously.
Who knows how, like,
I thought Daniel Craig died at the end of Layer Cake.
Yeah, he did.
There's two alternate endings, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's two.
I didn't know about that.
Pretty sure there is, yeah.
I thought he got, like, literally
no, yeah,
got
he
shot.
Got gunned
he
down
got
shot at the end. He was leaving his little complex
yeah.
and he got shot in the chest.
I don't know. Didn't he, like, get survive from it, though?
No. Well, I'm pretty sure that's how the movie ends.
There is an alternate ending.
Good movie, though. Larry King.
I kind of just assumed that's why.
But how mainstream is this? Like, is this a direct-to-DVD movie? Like,
I think
not a lot of people know about Layer Cake.
Yeah, you can't just go Layer Cake 2.
Well, no, I think it'll have a different name.
And like the
Jason Statham,
was awesome.
Jason yeah. Statham movies make literally the exact same amount of money every single time. Doesn't matter what
yeah,
the it's
I don't
like
know
you can all, you can look at all of his movies. There's a little bit of like
a little bit, but like
a little bit of.
What about recently?
Falling.
Can you name his last three movies? No, probably not.
Fuck no. Who
can,
like
can't.
He makes the same. Well, they're generic.
Expendables, but
yeah. Other than that, yeah. Like,
well, no, but his movies
one
are
called
generic.
Like the Bank Job or whatever. But that was like three movies ago.
The one where he's like on
there's
the fucking
like,
the
machinist,
hoverboat
or not the machinist, but like the mechanic.
Yeah.
I remember we went and saw The Mechanic, didn't we?
Is that the one we saw?
He had like a boat. He lived on an island.
Yeah, then,
there's a truck. I don't remember.
There was a truck.
There's a boat. There's a truck.
I remember a boat, like a boat chase sequence.
He was apparently a really good rugby player or something like that, or football player.
He was a brilliant. He was a model, and that's how he got the job in Smoke. Two
Lock
Guns. Yeah, that was his first major role, and they took off from there.
Yeah, but apparently he could have been a sweet athlete.
When was the last time? Guy Ritchie made a movie.
Sherlock Holmes 2.
Yeah, that's what wasn't that bad. I like Guy Ritchie movies. They all
very stylized.
All feel the same, kind of. But like that's okay.
Well, the older ones for sure. The Sherlock Holmes is obviously a separate thing, but
Yeah, but it's still got that same feel, like, very much like, instead of doing, like, the stop and stay something, he just did the super slow motion version, where he did, which is still cool. I think Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels are probably my favorite, and then that newer one with Gerald Butler from a while ago, I really like that one,
Snatch.
Snatch.
I know, I'm just saying Snatch is probably...
I don't
Snatch
hate it. I don't hate
rock
it.
And roll is what you like.
I don't hate Snatch.
You do.
I don't hate it. No, I don't hate it. I never said that on the podcast. I don't hate it.
Not on the podcast.
It's just not my favorite. Everyone's favorite Guy Ritchie movie, Snatch. It's not my favorite.
I like Lock, Stock for sure. I hated... I didn't hate Rock and Roll, but I don't like it.
I don't like Rock and Roll that much, though.
I don't know why.
Revolver's pretty cool. That's a weird
one. That's good. That one like wasn't a huge release, too. That was like a small release.
That was really weird, though. There's like CG, like weird animation parts, too.
That was good, though. Like,
yeah,
it's
a good movie, though.
Good thriller, like a mystery, like you don't know what's going on, like who set you up or whatever. So
that's good. I was like
those are good ones,
like Usual Suspects.
Yeah,
where everything comes together at the end. You're like, oh.
Have you seen that Old Boy movie, the Asian one?
Sorry,
Old Boy. It's called Old Boy.
No,
I thought you were talking about Oboe, like
no.
The instrument.
They're remaking that movie. You should watch the original though. It's really cool.
So I'll mention this quick because we kind of already talked about it. So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to deal directly with the fallout from Thor and Captain America. So all the major movies, they'll address something from, which makes sense.
Yeah.
We don't know if we'll see a sweet like cameo or anything. Probably not.
Probably not.
Don't rule it out. They had Sam Jackson on and they had Colby Smulders or whatever.
Yeah, the pilot.
First and second.
And she said she thinks she's in Avengers 2. Is what
she said she doesn't know?
She said, I think I'm in Avengers 2 or something.
She's for sure
that's
in Avengers
like
2.
A quote out of context, whatever. But.
Well, no, but like she's obviously signed a contract for however many movies. Maria Hill is going to be in the Avengers.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, and she's probably going to play a big
huge
part
character,
in the whenever they do Civil War, which is going to happen. It's going to be Phase 3. It's going to be Phase 3. Civil War is Phase 3.
I hope so. Fuck.
They already started planting. They planted the seeds in the end of Avengers when they whole.
Well,
like,
that was one option. They planted a few seeds at the end of Avengers. But they still don't have like the other studios on board to do like.
No, but you okay? But you could still do a Civil War movie without Spider-Man.
It'd be different.
That's a major part of it. This whole Spider-Man demasking thing—that's huge. But you have the two main
also,
characters.
Also, like it doesn't need to be Phase 3 because they need to introduce a lot more characters.
Well, they're
into
doing
the
that by the end of Phase 3. You're gonna have the whole Defenders team in there. You're gonna have who knows what other movies. You're gonna have Ant-Man's gonna be in there. You're gonna have probably Doctor Strange by then. You probably have...
well, like, okay, well, what's happening with Fantastic Four? Because that's Fox, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic Four
but
is a pretty big part of...
Because it's in development,
they
might hold
the
rights.
They could, like, make... Instead of Spider-Man being the big part, it could be the Hulk or something. Like,
well, the reveal.
They could have Bruce Banner, like, under, like,
I think
some sort of captivity or something.
I guess, but that... I don't know.
I'm saying, they
could
change
it up. I know they could do that, but
yeah.
it's better, like... I don't know.
Well, the whole reason that Spider-Man storyline works so well is because he's always been, like... No one knows who was. Not even
Whereas
the people.
Tony Stark
I would say that the Fantastic Four is a bigger part of it because two of them are like there's two on either side, and it's all about the family being ripped apart.
Well, probably the main theme is Iron Man.
Captain America.
He dies. Captain America dies. Spoilers. Captain America dies at the end of Civil War.
Yeah. That won't happen in the movie though.
Well, after Civil War. Not like in Civil War, but like immediately after. There's a great.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in the movie world, they're not going to have a character die and then come back from some sort of cube again. Like it's. Main character, I mean, like.
Okay, so I'll talk about this for a second. You guys haven't seen Thor, but I'm gonna
go ahead.
Go ahead,
I'm gonna
spoil it like
you
always do.
I'm not gonna spoil this. It's not a huge
spoiler.
Loves
to spoil it.
This is not a huge spoiler, but it's pertinent to what we're talking about. So Captain America makes a brief cameo in the movie. Okay, the way they do it is really funny. I'm not gonna spoil how they do it, but the contract that Lee Evans. Is his name not Lee Evans? Chris Evans has with Marvel is that he has signed on for 6 movies. Any cameo counts as one of those movies. So now he's done Avengers, he's done Cap 1, and he's now done Thor 2.
And
that
Cap
leaves
Winter
Captain
Soldier.
America 2,
Avengers
2, and then one other movie, presumably Cap 3, right? Yeah. But then he's not. He said he's probably done after 6 movies. So do you do the death of Cap story and have Winter Soldier take over as the new Captain America like they did in the comics, assuming he doesn't come back? That's how you probably
even
want
then,
to
do
it.
That's pre-Phase 3, then, like that's before Avengers 3.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So you don't either, like, or you don't do a Captain America 3 and only have him
keep
in Avengers 3.
Well, what else is Chris Evans going to do? Like this is the role of his life right now.
I don't know. Maybe he wants to do more artsy movies.
I hate when actors say, like, they're dumb.
Well, he's still a young guy. People don't want to be typecast and don't want to be stuck in.
Anyway, if you don't want to be typecast, you wouldn't sign up for a second time to be a Marvel superhero.
These Marvel movies are gigantic. He's Captain America of the universe. But
he's also being paid. Not Captain America of the universe.
Of that universe. Like, who says I'm done with the character? I can see it.
He's being paid the least out of all those people.
We don't know that for sure. That was a long time ago. It's all different now. The contracts have all been renegotiated. He's not getting paid under $1 million anymore. It's done. He's getting paid lots.
I mean, look, you're probably bringing residuals too. So
yeah,
he's not like he's doing fine. And then Downey Jr.
is just so cocky about it all the time. It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah. He isn't doing an Iron Man 4.
No, he's not doing Iron Man 3, but he's doing Avengers 2 and 3.
Did Iron Man 3.
Oh, sorry, Iron Man 4. He's doing 2 and 3, though. Yeah. He signed on for those, so that's...
So then,
as long as we have a trilogy with him...
as long as you can keep
him.
The same crew together up till Avengers 3, then
you can... Think how many movies that is. So you do an Avengers, they did the Avengers, 3 years after the first Iron... No, 5 years after Iron Man?
Yeah, but that was
yeah, but then you got Iron Man, Iron Man 2, and you got Thor, Captain America.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but look at Hugh Jackman. He's been in, 7 X-Men movies?
It's true.
He's been in every single one. And he's the main character, basically, in Days of Future Past. Like,
I know, I'm looking at that thing. Sometimes it freezes, but I'm not sure, because I've seen it do that before, and then sometimes it comes
back.
That's
when the podcast cuts out, probably.
No, because it's at 42 minutes. We've recorded
missing all this
way
juicy
longer.
Stuff.
So many juicy... Oh, see, look, it's still going. Don't
but also, like...
And speaking of that trailer...
Whoa.
You know what sucks? Is every time there's a good transition, you always have to mention that it's a good transition. It just ruins it.
You don't have to, though.
No, you don't have to.
You should
I'm
be better than
even
that.
Even other podcasts, they do the same thing.
Maybe.
Like, no, true. They do. People, okay.
No one lets
good
it just flow.
A good segue is a good...
Don't mention
is like a,
it's
I know,
segue.
But like,
no,
sometimes
like,
it's so good, you have to say something.
Yeah.
You're like, I won't...
The whole big part of podcasting
but
is
being
our authentic.
We haven't talked
about
that trailer yet, have we? Or did you guys talk about that trailer?
What?
Days of Future Past trailer.
Not yet.
We did talk about it.
We didn't talk about it. I was literally writing this thing out that we haven't talked about Days of Future Past. Are we done talking about...
Well, speaking of Days of Future Past...
I said that.
Have we finished...
That's why we talked... Whatever.
Have we finished talking about... better question. Would you want to see the Death of Cap story?
Yeah.
Sure, just done right.
There's a really great issue of... I think it's called Civil War... it's like the...
Punisher's War Journal.
No, like epilogue.
Deal,
yeah, it's like it's like Civil War epilogue or something like that. It's literally there's almost no words in it almost the whole time, and it's there's some. It's just it's spaced out and it's just Iron Man looking over. The final shot
Man
looking over Captain America's body, and it's like that's a great that issue alone is a great premise for how to deal with the death of Captain America. Especially because of how they've their
differences.
Well, I
mean, it would make sense if he wants to get out of it. It's good for him. He's going out with a bang out of that character.
And then you always can come back. Like that's the thing with.
I don't know. I think we're jumping the gun on this whole conversation. I think it's way too early.
I don't think it is, especially
because too early to speculate.
Because of what happened in Thor, the fact that he showed up. Because if he hadn't done that, he would be back for. You'd assume he would do Cap 3 and be back for Avengers 3.
Contract negotiations have a date. Like, that's just what that contract was.
Yeah, you could.
And then,
you could,
then
you could
there's
renew.
A date where
you
do a new one.
Because he said he's done after 6.
Well, I don't remember him saying he's done after 6. That would have been way bigger news.
It was a while ago. This is after Avengers 2. Or after Avengers, I believe.
But you never know, so.
They could just throw some more money his way and change his mind.
Yeah, just back up a truck of money to his house. And
they tried doing that with Christian Bale, and he said no to being Batman again.
Well, we don't know that for sure either.
Yeah, that was like in the first story. $70 million they offered him.
God damn.
Yeah, to play Batman, you're like, I'd do it for free. we can all agree that fuck Christian Bale.
Million.
No one wants. He's a fucking moody bastard, and no one wants him as fucking Batman anymore.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind it. We've already talked about this. We don't need to go into
it. What else we have? Okay, so this is Robin Williams might be back for Night at the Museum 3. Big news, I know.
Was he going to be part of those movies?
He was
so
in the first
like
one.
Statue.
He was
something.
In the first one. He was
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah,
right?
And he was on that horse.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I know. I we always come back to Night at the Museum.
I've actually never even watched those.
They're
kind of
funny.
No, funny. It just doesn't appeal to me really. I'm not gonna be
like you know. We're gonna sit down and put in
a
tape
or and like
put your slippers on.
Right.
A little mug
up on the couch.
and press play on Night at the Museum.
Yeah.
Beautiful Night at Home. With those, our movies are funny. That's why it's like, I just because I saw and that, I
thought Robin Williams is awesome and everything.
Oh, he's good. Yeah.
Pretty much. He's a little vulgar in his stand up, though. It's like really.
Isn't everybody?
Though? Yeah, it doesn't rub you the wrong way.
Okay.
I like it. He's hilarious.
You guys, Jeremy, are you up to date with Forever Evil or any of the...
Yeah, this for number 3 like 2 days ago.
The next one's coming out, I think, the end of the month, right? So, yeah. Because, yeah, cause the last one came out the end
Daniel's
of
Daniel's obviously not caught up.
No, but like, it's in full swing.
No, all yeah, like, right now it's looking like the villains are going to team up to save the day. That's what's going to happen right now.
Well, yeah, but at one point in... So we're going to talk about Daniel's spoilers, don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. At one point, like, so we know that Superwoman or whatever, the evil Wonder Woman, and the evil Batman, Owlman, are like, have a child together, right?
Yeah.
And like, she's like, it's so young at that point that Superman or
Ultraman, why are they always in love? That's just, like...
That's their thing. It's just, that's the thing with that story. And,
side note, the whole Talon story, with like in the Batman, the New 52, and Owlman, they can do like a thing there.
In
just in comics in general or whatever, like...
Oh, okay.
He's Owlman.
Yeah, but that's just... It's a whole different universe. Not even... That's such a small little Gotham thing.
It's cool that they had the whole...
They already had Owlman in the Batman run. It was... His brother, quote-unquote, was Owlman. And that was already a callback to that Owlman from... Okay. Yeah. He had, like, the whole suit and looked like an owl. But, so they have... Whatever, they have a child together. Ultraman doesn't know because he can't hear the heartbeat yet or whatever. But like they talk about like having Superman help them, and they know. So we already knew that Superman was alive. They're like
trapped. Whatever.
They're trapped. It's so confusing and weird. Is
it Firestorms.
They're like? Trapped in Firestorms like complex Matrix. The Matrix that connects the two people together to make Firestorm.
And that fire, like the evil Firestorm,
which looks badass.
Yeah, it looks like Ghost Rider basically.
Yeah,
but he's just
pure evil.
Yeah, he always gets the upper hand and kills everyone, basically.
Well, because if you have those powers, you could just kill anyone.
Yeah, I guess.
You can transmute any atom into another, like... But
the whole Bizarro thing was cool.
Yeah.
Is that a new origin?
That's a new origin. So Bizarro is from another universe.
Yeah, another universe.
So this
is Bizarro. So Lex Luthor tries to clone Superman, but the process is taking too long, so he takes him out, and it's Bizarro. And then he's like, here, put this suit on. He puts it on inside out, so the S is backwards.
So that's
it's pretty cool.
That's a cool retcon version.
I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
New versions of origins.
And like he's just working with like the whole time. It's pretty cool. And then at the end of episode 3 or whatever.
They have the rogues.
Yeah. And like they get depowered. Like their power. Or
yeah. I didn't know that Captain Cold had his like gun
in the Flash,
fused into
in
him.
In the Flash series, which you should have read.
The all Jeff Johns the
rogues.
One?
No.
Or this New 52.
Like Brian Azzarello or something. There was like a storyline where all their powers were infused in them, so they actually have superpowers now.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird though. Like their whole thing before was that they were
just
like,
too cheesy.
They would go like do crimes and then like
they talk about
they would like actually. Clock out and go have fucking beers. And
that's what they're all about. There's a huge thing in that actually. They're evil about the rogues. Like
I mean, I think the rogues are kind of funny because like it's the Flash is more lighthearted and his villains are like
just well, they don't like talking
crocking gorillas
kill people or even kill the Flash. They just want to pull off their heist and do whatever, right?
Yeah, they just like being
so for some reason in Forever Evil they took away Captain Cold's powers.
Yeah,
I don't know what the setup is for that.
He makes a new gun.
Yeah,
unless they want to get Captain Cold.
No, unless they want to get rid of the whole powers being infused and go back to the but
that's weird that you would introduce it and take it away right away.
So and then just the villains teaming up at the end. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like Black Manta and Black Adam.
I'm excited to see what they do with, Black Manta looked badass. Just like coming out of...
He always just comes out of the water.
Just comes out of the water. He's like the epitome of just like... I guess Aquaman does this too, where they just like walk straight like out of the... Like their head just comes out slowly. And like just pure like anger. Yeah. Always about something that Earth people have done. But
Black Manta's story is kind of stupid though.
What?
His like origin or whatever. It's like Aquaman killed his dad or something.
Is that what happened in the New 52 version?
You guys remember reading that?
No. No?
What happened?
I want to know what happens with, like, the whole Batman stuff and, like, so, it's kind of weird. It's like, so you have Cyborg and, like, the Cyborg version of him, like pulled out of his body.
Yeah.
And,
grid
like,
or something like that?
What?
Grid is?
The grid, yeah. And then his, like, whole thing is he wants emotions, which is really weird, considering he's, like, an evil robot.
Yeah.
But,
And then, like, Cyborg just his human self, basically, which is, like...
Yeah, but, like, they're at back at the Red Room.
We'll try to fix him off, his dad is.
Again. Yeah. So we'll see what happens with Cyborg. He'll probably just get that stuff back, I'm assuming. Because usually everything comes back to status quo at the end. Although...
Always.
I wouldn't be surprised if someone dies. It seems a little early in the New 52 to start killing people, but, you know. So Ben, we haven't talked about this. Ben Kingsley is doing one of those. We all know the whole
one twist. Shots.
Yeah, he's doing a Marvel one shot. He played Travis or whatever his name was, Trevor Slatterly or whatever from Iron Man 3. He was supposed to be the Mandarin. So apparently, this one shot that he's filming is a real Mandarin. The real Mandarin is upset about Travis Slattery's.
So that means the actor
Trevor.
The guy who played the Mandarin in the movie is going to be in the one shot.
Well, no, the guy who played the Mandarin died. The real Mandarin, or whatever, quote unquote, is the guy who exploded.
It's Killian. But you just said the real Mandarin. Real Mandarin is going to be mad at Trevor. So that means Killian would have to be in it.
Yeah, probably for ruining his like his.
Yeah, so
like,
Killian would have to be in it then.
Or there's another guy named the Mandarin.
The whole thing is, there is a real Mandarin like still off in the Middle East.
That's so they're gonna get another rings guy and everything.
Yeah.
So they just use his name, and he's mad at them for like defacing.
So they're just playing a joke on fans and the whole joke that's in the movie.
Yeah. So it's all
based on this one.
Everything's
shot.
A big fuck you. So there's some really old stuff that we hadn't. We'll go through this really quick. So Darth Vader series is possibly in the works, like television series. I don't know when.
Super old news.
Yeah. Well, it's while we were on vacation.
One second. Back to the Iron Man 3 thing. Like, who wrote the whole thing where the Mandarin would be, like, it's all fake thing and, like...
I don't know. How did that even pass?
I didn't mind it, but, like, how does it, like, okay, we're gonna do that. That's a good idea.
It's
because they wanted to focus more on the extremist stuff. And Mandarin, if you're gonna do Mandarin as a villain, as a real villain, he would have to be the bigger threat.
Yeah, but why couldn't the Ben Kingsley Mandarin, who looks like Mandarin, take the extremist?
So...
Because that's the Killian story, like... They wanted to do a mixture of both, but they didn't do Mandarin well enough.
But then, like, who decided? Let's play with everybody.
I think the issue was people in the writing room or at Marvel thought that the Mandarin wasn't really.
People love the Mandarin.
People don't even give a shit about the Mandarin. That's the thing.
No, they do. Eli even knows about the Mandarin. He said he read comics on him or whatever. I never did. And then the little propaganda images in the movie.
Yeah, that was sweet.
How is that not relevant to today? And
I understand what you're saying, but like perfect. The fact that he's called the Mandarin and it's a fucking like
yeah, it's cheesy.
It's a Asian dude with a one of those stupid mustaches. It's like it's super racist, but like you could have changed things. You had Ben Kingsley playing him. He's a British guy or is he Indian?
But he sounded.
He just played Gandhi.
He looked badass as him, and he sounded badass as him. Yeah. So
we'll see what happens.
No, because this. I mean, like they're talking about Peggy Carter getting a show. This one shot with the Mandarin doesn't mean that they're just doing
it
because
it could also be just another fucking joke.
Well, it could also be that the Mandarin is going to be part of the larger universe.
Yeah, or it could lead to something.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, you guys want to see a Peggy Carter show?
I don't really care about that.
No, not really.
Well,
but I mean, like whatever.
It's another thing. It's because I don't really care about. I really like the whole connected stuff, and it's so far away.
It's going to take
place
in World War II, right?
Yeah.
So that's cool. Like I like that whole setting.
That's a good setting. And you could have like Bucky Barnes stuff in there. So DC to launch another Batman book in 2014. You're probably happy about that, Dan. And how much you love extra Batman and everything.
It's called Batflex.
I love Batman. It's a lot right now. I know it's popular and everything.
I think they have like 7 books or something like that. They're in their lineup. They've
got
Batman.
Batman's obviously like a very strong character.
Dark Knight.
A lot of cool
stuff. Detective Comics, Nightwing, Batman and Robin, Batgirl. Bat Inc. is done.
So
they have another one though. They have a miniseries running. It's like an alternate timeline if Robin didn't die in Batman Inc.
Yeah.
They have
whatever. It's a lot.
They have at least 7, probably 8. So that's a lot. They only have 2 Superman. Well, they have 3 Superman books now, I guess. Action Comics Superman and Superman Unchained, which is super. Like only in the third issue.
Yeah, it's going pretty slow, right?
Because they had the whole break because of Villains Month, then they had another. I think something happened with another.
But that one's not. Like it's a different story, like a time. So
yeah, it's different. I don't know when it takes place, but it's entertaining.
They want to focus. They want to take focus away from it for now, I guess.
Yeah, I just read anything that Jim Lee draws. So.
Yeah.
Microsoft is considering, quote, hundreds of TV show ideas, probably most related to Halo. Which, again, I'm okay with that, because that universe is
I think it's probably... always fucking say, man. Like,
it's
who cares?
It's a rich universe.
It's like when game developers say we have, like, 30 first-party games in development or whatever.
Yeah, and it's like half of them are...
You don't see 30 games, like, in the next 2 or 3 years. No. Like, it just doesn't work like that. 100 TV shows.
Hundreds. They have 100 ideas. They have hundreds of ideas.
Everybody has hundreds of ideas.
Yeah, well, that's the fact that they have... They're already... I thought they were doing a Halo. I thought that was confirmed already with Steven Spielberg.
Yeah. The Halo TV thing that was like the Xbox. It was announced with the Xbox.
Right? Everything is in development. It's all you gotta know. Like,
if you like it, there's something being made about it.
Yeah. It's not actually happening until you like see a teaser or like a huge announcement. Well, that's not true.
Because things have been announced at Comic-Con that haven't even come out. So, and then another last, like, I think the last thing. DICE says that they want even more destruction for Battlefield 5. So Battlefield 4 ramped it up. But, like, they want to, like, go, like, every single building can fall. Good. Every, like...
There's pretty much no such thing as too much.
Destruction?
Well, for those games, if they're going to be that...
What if you could drop a nuke and it just ruins ends the whole game? Like, in fucking Call of Duty...
I don't know, that makes sense. The more engines you make, the more power you have. Like, why wouldn't you have everything destructible?
Yeah, I hope they do that. A DICE, like...
They will do that. That's their main thing.
So I'm going to take this into, like... Do we have time? I think we have time. Do we talk about... We'll wait to talk about Thorn until you guys have seen it. Okay. I wrote a review on this on the site. If you guys want to go take a look. I don't know what the URL is, but just go to the site. It's the first story up there. But I want to talk about Call of Duty for a second.
I want to take the time right now to talk about
I want to talk Call of Duty for a second, because I went, there was this crazy deal at Best Buy and Future Shop up here in Canada about you trade in any game, you could get Call of Duty, Battlefield, or Assassin's Creed. So by the time I got there, Battlefield was all out. So I could only get Call of Duty. So I got Call of Duty for my PS3, Call of Duty Ghosts, a new one, it came out last week. Put it in, I played it for literally 10 minutes, and I got bored as fuck. I was like, I don't like this game, I can't.
Online or single player?
Online. And I turned it off.
That's impossible.
No, you have to give it, like, there's...
Well, were you just dying a lot?
No, it wasn't even that. I was ending it, like, I was, like, 8-8 on almost of them. Like, even just even kills. But I'm not trying to say I'm, like...
But that's the thing that it is, though. It's not boring to people because it's so fast-paced and pick up and go. So it's
but I've been, I was doing that, and I'm, like,
You're already used to the Battlefield camp where you can do more things.
It felt old, man. It's, and, like, it keeps getting bigger and bigger, but I think... Now, this one especially, Call of Duty Ghost, had the like the worst. If you go to Metacritic, it's had the worst since, I think, the first one, as far as review scores. Not that that really matters with Call of Duty. People buy it anyway. It's like they'll buy Madden, Call of Duty, and that's
so, like,
it.
I don't understand. Like, how are you... Like, it's the same. Like, games
because
are still fun.
I put it in, and it's like, you know, not anymore. It's the same game that I played in Modern Warfare 2 when I started getting into Call of Duty.
And that's what the majority of people want. They just want that same experience, new graphics.
Who wants the same thing every single... Who wants to pay $60 that, every year
audience,
for the exact
the
same
audience,
shit?
We talked
the
about
audience,
so many times
yeah,
on this
the
part.
Audience for that, that's what they do. Same with Madden NHL. Like, you, that's what they do. They buy
and
the
Assassin's
same
Creed.
Shit. And Assassin's Creed. Lots of series are doing that now.
I think you'll be impressed
you
with some of the new stuff. Have you played Assassin's Creed?
No, I haven't. And I'm not going to.
I just think they're gonna move away from like doing the same like boring stories over and over and over again. I think they said
the stories weren't boring. That's what the thing that was.
Yeah, it wasn't the story wasn't necessarily the issue. It was like
gameplay sucks.
The gameplay mixture of the gameplay and a bit of the story like is just it was overly like more complicated than it had to be.
They already ended the Desmond thing, right?
I guess I don't. I just that's like one of the only games I haven't finished because I just
either way Call of Duty. That's what people do every year. Like you get together with your buddies, you play online. That's what it's all about.
No, but I get that. I understand it. It like they're the thing.
Thing.
They come home
you're
from
gonna,
work and they
gonna
just want to chill
every
out.
Single year. It's the same thing, man. You want the new roster. You want the new features.
And that's changing is really there's probably new guns and a couple cool new attachments or something like that.
And everyone's getting it and everyone's coming together and playing
and
every night.
And you watch the trailer on TV. It looks like there's a couple cool set pieces from the main story.
Yeah. The main story's cool probably 3 hours
but
long.
But you're already in the Battlefield camp. You're never going to leave that camp. That's what you like. That's your preference.
But I was in Call of Duty for a while. Man.
Yeah, I know.
When I called
then
one
you went
for
to
came out. Yeah, when
you were in that mode in Call of Duty. You were in that mode.
And I understand.
Playing
I
with your friends
it,
every
but now
night.
That I've come back.
Fast-paced arcade version of it. You know what I mean? Like,
but if Battlefield was the exact same fucking shit every time and getting worse, I think it's. I honestly think
well,
it's stayed the same and everything is getting better. It feels worse in relation to everything else.
Battlefield, there's more things to do in it. There's more ways to play it.
Yeah, I know. I get. And I understand what you're saying.
Battlefield 3 to 4 isn't a huge leap right now. Like, Battlefield 3 came out, what, like 2 years ago? Like, not even? Like,
2.5 years ago.
Yeah, like, so, I don't know.
Apparently it is actually a pretty big leap. Especially when you're talking next-gen stuff. You have 64 players online on the consoles.
I know, I'm saying from the videos I've watched, they both look the same stuff, just little new features here and there, like new graphics.
Yeah.
So, you like the fast-paced arcade, or you like the more slow tactical strategy?
I'm not trying to compare the two. That's not what I'm saying. I think at some point, now is
what it is. Well, you have to compare the two, but okay.
You don't have to, because we're talking about Call of Duty on its own right now. I'm not saying that Battlefield's going to take over the top spot.
Your opinion is already skewed by Battlefield, which is a direct competition. You like that more. So I'm talking
about it as a business.
Yeah, that's fine, but you still have to compare when it's the direct competition and what you prefer.
Sure. Yeah. To give context, yeah, I prefer Battlefield over Call of Duty. But I played it. I was bored, and I think now is the when, because you can't keep getting bigger every single fucking time. It's not like Grand Theft Auto where you only release a game every like 8 years or whatever, how long it was, 5 years ago since the last one. Maybe longer. Sure. Grand Theft Auto 4, I don't know what year it came out.
Yeah, something like that.
And that was huge. Huge sales. They sold over like a billion copies in like 1 day or something, in 1 week or something like that. But like, Call of Duty's been the biggest entertainment medium, like release every single year. Makes more money than movies or whatever. I think now is when you might finally see it tailing off. And something else step up as the biggest entertainment property. I don't know what it'll be. It'll probably be video games, because you can sell one video game for $60. A movie ticket only costs $10. So that's where I usually get that. It's kind of a weird stat when you say the biggest entertainment property. That's like, it's not like you're selling trillions of books, you know, at $12, you know. But yeah, I just want to say my piece on Call of Duty there.
I'd kind of reached that point with Call of Duty after like the last couple of games.
No, I hadn't played play Call of Duty since Black Ops 1.
Yeah, that's the last one I have too. I'm just like, I've played the other ones out, but I haven't owned.
Well, so if that's the case, we played Modern Warfare 2 a lot, right?
Yeah.
And did a lot of online
Black
stuff.
Ops a lot too.
We played Black Ops a good amount, and then do we just become jaded and say this isn't us, or did Battlefield come along and steal that light? Because Modern Warfare or Bad Company 2 came out around that.
I don't know, because I feel like I didn't play Battlefield 3 at all. Like, I feel like I didn't play it. Like,
I think part of it though is we played Battlefield on the computer like way back before.
Yeah, you two did.
Yeah, but there was Medal of Honor and all those stuff.
But when Battlefield whatever came out, Bad Company 2 or whatever.
Yeah, Bad Company 2.
When that came out, we were super pumped because like we had such a good time playing that one. That's why that's part of the reason. That's not the only reason, but that's part of the reason we switched over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I bought Modern Warfare 3 though, so you guys didn't.
No. Yeah, well, I wanted to play the single player for Modern Warfare 3. And every time I looked to go buy it on like discounted or whatever, just for the single player, it was still like $60, like 2 years later.
Now they're stopping that though. Like, I'm pretty sure you can get them for like $39.
You hope so. I don't want to be able to just buy the single player. I think you'll be able to see it a lot on the new systems. Just being able to buy the single player or the
Battlefield comes with two discs, and one disc is single player, and one disc is online.
Really?
And most people, when they grab it, they put the online in first.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot of people. I probably won't even play the Battlefield 4.
But they include both, you're paying full price, right?
Yeah. So. I mean, I know that Uncharted 3, you can buy. Multiplayer separately online, the digital versions. Mm-hmm. So speaking of next gen, this Friday, 3 days.
Yeah.
3 fucking days.
And your life will change forever.
My life will never be the same. It'll never be the same. I'm getting my PS4 and Battlefield 4. And then I don't know what else. Maybe I'll buy Knack.
Isn't it free or no?
No.
There's like a bunch of games.
Rezogun is free on PSN, PS Plus. If you were buying your console, you're not. You guys aren't getting your PS4s for whatever.
No, I'm probably going to wait.
What would you buy first, like out of that launch?
Definitely lineup? Battlefield.
Battlefield?
Yeah.
Killzone?
That's the only one I don't.
Battlefield, Killzone, and Watch Dogs if it was coming out.
It's not until it's got
bought
back.
That's it.
I don't know. Killzone 3 kind of like was kind of boring. So I don't know if I'll see what the reviews are like for Killzone. Was it Retaliation or
Shadowfall?
Okay. Anyway,
buy a copy of Infamous just so I can break it.
No, fuck you, Daniel.
Infamous is good.
Infamous is fucking sweet.
How do you like
Superheroes
Arkham games and Infamous, like, they're pretty much the same.
I don't know, I just had a bad time playing it.
That's ridiculous.
I don't understand you have a bad time playing that game. You have electric abilities.
So you have Asylum, right, where you don't really have an open world.
I would say it's more like Spider-Man than anything else.
No, yeah, that's fine. But, like, Asylum, you had... It wasn't really an open world, right, like City was?
Here's the thing with the
dungeons or whatever. And then Infamous comes along. You can go anywhere over all these islands and drift everywhere and float everywhere and fly everywhere. Like, it's great gameplay. You just hated the stupid little side missions, which we've had that since Spider-Man 2.
Okay,
so who cares?
Those have always been annoying.
Yeah, but those are the first game of a new generation.
Those same fucking side missions are in Infamous 2, by the way. And it's a good point. We've had those side missions since Spider-Man 2.
They have some better ones,
and that game came out, like, who knows, but
Infamous 1 was the first game for the PlayStation 3 from that generation.
The best thing about those Spider-Man games is swinging around the city. It doesn't feel the same using your electric ability to zoom around. One of the reasons I like the Arkham games so much is because the gameplay is so fluid and so perfect. Not the same with, like, the combat system is dumb and the infamous.
It's not dumb.
It doesn't really work the same way. It's not as polished.
Well, it's not supposed to be.
No, it can get hard, actually. You got to counter and stuff.
Yeah, you have the whole, like, shield. You can throw cars at people.
The dodging.
I
don't know. I found it way too easy and just it got boring real quick.
I don't know. Have you played Infamous 2?
No,
I haven't played two. I played one. I played a lot of it. I had it on, like, the digital version for whatever reason. I can't remember. It might have been part of it.
Infamous was heavily populated too with pedestrians and stuff too.
Yeah, it was.
Which Arkham games are not.
And, like, you go and you can, like, save people. Yeah. Or you can kill people and, like, you can trap them.
We talked about that in last week. How there's no fucking people. It's only just cops criminals. And criminals. Yeah, that's it.
They screwed that up.
There's a ton of pedestrians in Infamous games.
Anyway, I think we'll wrap it up there. In the meantime, make sure to follow us on Twitter, at Tower Babblecast. Make sure to find my reviews and write-ups, as well as the podcast on our website, www.towerofbabblepodcast.com. We're on Facebook as well. Make sure to rate us on iTunes and Stitcher, podcastland.com. Anywhere we are, just leave a good message for us. We'll definitely appreciate it. Make sure to follow our buddies at the Optimism Club on Twitter as well and on iTunes. We'll see you guys next week.